trick is you'd have to create an offer sheet that was so distasteful to the Redskins that they wouldn't want to match, fully guarantee the whole thing, have a first-year cap number, which is some insane amount, $50 million or something. Only so many teams that could do that. Have a right to void the contract with no franchise tag after a year or two. Those are things you could do. But the scenario you're proposing, yes. If they do put a transition tag on him this year, then it's a 20% raise in 2019, which coincidentally is the same amount as this year's franchise tag. And it gets even more complicated. That if you put a third franchise tag on him, you could transition him in 2019 for a 20% raise, which would basically be $41.4 million.
Okay, now that's incredibly cost prohibitive going through that franchise tag thing, but you actually just introduced something that I don't even think we knew, which is if they use the franchise this year, they could actually use the transition in 2019. But with respect to the transition alone, if he were to sign it immediately and play this year for $28.8, him not inviting other offers means that the team could use the transition tag next year as well, but for a 20% increase, so it would get him to $34.1 in 19. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they can actually use the transition tag indefinitely. There's a 3 franchise tag limit. There's no limit on transition tags, but it's a 20% raise each time.